Hey guys, we're still on a little bit of a break, and we're figuring out the details of season two. But until then, we wanted to pop in and give a little life update on kind of the things that we have going on.
Yeah, because life never takes a break.
No, it does not. We have been just as busy regardless of recording a podcast or not.
Yes, exactly. And Jen, you're excited. Colton's about to start.
T-ball. Yep. We start That's in a just fun. About a week.
It's going to be 2 days a week.
Yep. Okay. So one practice, one game. And, you know, just like you do, we will start building our schedule around youth sports.
Exactly. Well, I will say we are in kid pitch. So Gabriel had to move up. And because of the fact is of trying to get those two at two different places at once is kind of nearly impossible these days. Grayson actually moved up. So Grayson and a couple of his buddies are the only 7-year-olds in the 9 and 10-year-old
Yay.
League. And they've been doing really good, which is exciting. But it's the kid pitch league. So we have baseball 2 nights a week. And then we have flag football 2 nights a week. And then Gabriel actually just started chorus. So he's doing that.
That's fun.
Before school, he loves
music. How did you discover that he wanted to do chorus? Was it a flyer that came home or like?
Well, honestly, he loves theater. He loves music. He loves arts. He loves all of that. And I'm very fortunate that his music teacher is also a friend of mine because the music teacher's son is a friend of Gabriel's.
Okay.
So she had mentioned it to me last year. But third, fourth, and fifth are the only ones that are able to be a part of chorus. So Gabriel just started third grade.
Love it.
And we were on a countdown.
Yeah.
And luckily, we were able to try out, and we are in chorus now. We made it. So he's going to be performing in different places all around the Grand Strand, which is here in Myrtle Beach. He's going to be doing some of the Christmas shows, which I'm so excited about.
Yes.
And he's loving it. And I can just see the thrive in him. But he did just get a flyer sent home this week about Boy Scouts. And he saw the flyer. There's fishing. There's making a fire. You can see like them doing that. You can see the camping. You can see just the outdoor aspect. And Gabriel's not a big outdoor that much, but when it comes to that kind of stuff, loves it. So now he's wanting to do that.
Where are you going to find the time?
I don't know if anybody has ideas or suggestions because Boy Scouts, I know, is a huge commitment. My nephews are involved with it. They've been involved with Boy Scouts since they were really little.
Yeah.
And I think that there is like maybe tests or just certain things you have to pass to get your badges.
Right, right.
I don't know barely anything about Boy Scouts. I'm looking over. Producer John's shaking his head. Yes, yes. So we're going to try to see if we can do Boy Scouts.
Okay.
They have a meeting a couple days this week, a couple days next week. So we're going to go to one of the meetings, find out a little bit more about it. People have told me, though, that some of the meetings can be 2 to 3 hours at nighttime, which taking kids to different sports and everything else. We still have a month and a half left of baseball.
Maybe you and Barrett can divide and conquer.
Divide and conquer is going to be. Luckily, the boys' Nana, she actually is going to be slowing down a little bit with the summer season ending. So I'm going to be kind of leaning on her, seeing if she can help at all. But she honestly, she goes to bed so early. I don't know if she's going to be able. I just don't know. How do families do it? I mean, we only have 2 kids and we're very grateful, but I know some families who have, you know, 3, 4, or 5 kids and they're, all the kids are involved in extracurricular activities.
Multiple things.
How?
Right.
And then we work. I mean, both of us, you and I, our husbands,
honestly,
we all
like
full time.
Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts. I don't know what level he enters into or what that looks like, but sounds like a perfect thing for Barrett to take over and say, Barrett, this is your thing.
Your thing.
You are going to do this with Gabriel and you'll take him everywhere. You're going to be the information person. Yeah. Barrett, I'm throwing you under the bus, kid.
I love it. Thank you, Jen.
But I think that's a great compromise. I mean, it's because dads have to be involved anyhow, right?
Dads do have to be involved because I think that they go on different camping trips and you have to have a chaperone. And I don't know if each kid has to have a chaperone, but I mean, honestly, I don't want Gabriel going out in the woods without Barrett or one of us because there's no telling what he would get into. Knowing him, he'll try to start looking for bears or something and make a friend.
Bless.
Yes, bless. So, yeah, that's kind of what we're at. And we also, in third grade, grades count. So it's A, B, C.
It's homework time.
It's homework. So we have homework at least 2 or 3 times during the week. We also have spelling tests every Friday, and we're learning all the different types of math, multiplication, division, adding subtraction.
And when you say we're learning, that means learning. Like the entire family
as
is in, relearning
as
it
in
all?
As in Shannon is back in third grade again. Yay. So these are the things, though, that, you know, it's fun. Mm-hmm. I'm really trying to treasure this because they say it. Life goes by way too fast, and it really does. But I'm really trying to embrace this. And I haven't seen Gabriel's eyes light up the way that he is about with Chorus. And then when he got that flyer. And he likes baseball. He loves basketball. And basketball starts in a few months. Mm-hmm. So, and then work.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that, to pay the bills. whatever. Just, put that aside.
Okay, so I also have to tell you, I know that we were just talking about sports and all this kind of stuff. And this just popped into my head. So saw this thing on Instagram.
Okay.
Where a mom used a toy train and put plates on top of the toy train in the middle of the table, and she put different foods that, like, her kids necessarily wouldn't eat or try because they, if you just put them on the plate, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Yes. And then she
just put the train tracks in the middle of the table and let the kids, like, pick it off.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. So I went on Amazon. They're called sushi trains because they use them in other countries.
So it's actually a train. Yes. Like, I'm thinking, like, a train that you put around the Christmas tree.
But it's a toy train, and they have plates on top of them.
Oh, cool.
And they use them in other countries to serve sushi at tables and things like that. But I'm totally going to put, like, random – Colton will eat
it's
anything.
It's a buffet.
Correct. He will eat anything off of a train. Well, at least we're going to find out if he is or not.
Do you have – well, with mine, you'd have to have ranch at least on the side.
You put the ranch at the end so that when they pick off the food and then it's like, my last dip.
That's good. Oh, I wonder who thought of that.
I know.
Can we start thinking of these things? Like the things that people come up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we'll try it out. We'll see how it goes.
And maybe we can make something else to add to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe one, instead of a plate on top, like
a bowl.
A bowl, like a last train car with just an empty top to it, and you just dip your ranch.
The ranch or add ice cream in it. Like, everybody gets a different scoop of
it. Well, that's it. You could have fun with it. You could serve a bowl of ice cream and put all your toppings on the train and, like, make
and
a fun adventure. And you, like, as the train goes by, put your different toppings on. And
that sounds so
not that fun. I have trouble getting my kids to eat ice cream, but
me
you
either.
Know.
Mm-hmm. Maybe yogurt.
Yeah.
Putting, like, the different things in yogurt.
Right.
That's smart.
So we'll see how it goes.
Well,
it's on its way to me.
You're going
to
be on the go here even more than what you already are. So the fun ways to come up with stuff to get the kids to eat fast also because you're go is that's going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? We got to get back to formulating ideas for our podcast so we can get back on a regular cadence with that and put it on the schedule. And we're so excited to be back and have it all. And we've got great things coming. We certainly cannot wait.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Stay tuned. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.